Hey, and welcome to the Rantcast for this month's Patron's Choice podcast. If you hate this episode, it's your fault, patrons.
You voted for it, so I'm not taking the blame for it. So there's a rant right there.
We had a few things going on in terms of like surveys, and the one that went out was the Rantcast. I need to see who voted for the Rantcast. I gotta figure out who I need to give a hard time.
Why do you hate the Rantcast? It was very popular.
I don't know. Just because it's just like, that's any day with you. It's just a Rantcast, so it's like, it's nothing new. Just repetitive.
Repetitive?
It's kind of like just, hey, I'm hanging out with Jack Klaffelter.
I'm angry!
He's cranky about something today.
I did the ref clinic yesterday. It was like 150 degrees.
See, exactly. Like something about reffing or...
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm sitting in there, and I'm like going, I go, am I the only one that's hot here?
Somebody's
and then there was one ref there. He was wearing, looked like long tube socks and shorts. Mm-hmm. So I go to the guy next to me. I go, hey, the 70s called. They want their socks back. So we're kind of picking on him. And then he goes, well, what if he's diabetic? I go, well, then he should be wearing long pants so I don't have to sit there and make fun of him. I had to have something to do. I was sitting there in the 100. It was like a cinder block building, and they couldn't get the air to work. So they finally started working on the air conditioning the last five. I go, really? They're going to work on it now? After I've dripped, I think I've lost 10 pounds sweating it out.
Oh, man. Yes. So you
they're
guys.
They're going to put you in the box, boy. That's from Cool Hand Luke.
Yes. Well known.
I'm sorry. That is from Longest Yard.
Wow. And you consider yourself a Paul Newman fan.
Well, Paul Newman's not in the Longest Yard.
I'm saying in the other one.
They probably say it in Cool Hand Luke too, but the voice I was doing was I think it was Joe Capp from The Longest Yard.
Gotcha. So let's see, Brad voted for Rantcast. Chip
Mims. That figures because he's in Chicago.
Dennis. Greg. A whole bunch of other people.
Well, that's
Will Johnson, Lori, Joe, Mandy, Laura, John, Angela, Randy. So, I mean, yeah.
Randy.
Anywho, Rantcast is a show where you complain about stuff. So go ahead, please.
Can I rant about the NFL?
Sure, go ahead.
NFL makes tons of money during these preseason games. I mean, tons of money on these preseason because they're really not paying anybody.
Sure.
Well, today the Chargers lost another player. And it's not just the Chargers. All these players around the NFL
Romo
are
going down.
Yeah, ACL. I mean, did you see the ACL of Brandon Oliver's?
No, I did not.
The camera was so good, you could see it pop.
Ah!
They show it. They said, if you're squeamish, turn away. But they really didn't give you much time to turn away because it's like, wait, where's the remote?
You turn your head away from the...
Well, I can't. If I don't have the remote to actually shut it off, I'm not going to turn away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's slow motion. They show up, pop, when his whole world shakes and stuff.
Brandon
like
Oliver's
that.
A tough one to lose. I feel like he's an unsung hero of the running
back.
Well,
he got hurt last year, but here's a guy. They should be given these... There should be some big... The NFL should put money into an insurance thing. That if anybody gets hurt... Because he may never come back. He was a free agent player. He was picked up as a free agent. He was hurt last year. Now he's hurt again. Now he's out for the season this year. I mean, I'm not saying he can't come back from it, but, you know, a running back, when you start getting dinged up, it's it. They should give these guys, I know he's probably got whatever he was guaranteed, but these guys are busting their butt to make the team, and if they don't make it, there should be some kind of insurance policy that they have that these guys that are out for the year get some kind of extra pay.
Well, here's my question then. So, in terms of more guaranteed money for the players, where do you side of this whole Bosa situation? Because the people that are pro players here would say that's why Bosa's trying to make sure he has as much guaranteed money as possible.
It came down to $66,000 in the bonus money. And it's not that he's not going to get.
What about the
bonus
offset language? That's another. It's like the offset language.
I guess the offset language, if he ends up not being the player he. You know, drafted number three should he get the guaranteed money?
I mean, that's what they're signing
for. I mean, should he get? I mean, he's going to get the bonus. You get the bonus no matter what. He wants it all up front, though. He wants it paid. Boom. I want it all today. I want the whole world.
I want the world. I want the whole world.
To me, and then I go, okay, fine. Like I said, the Chargers, I'm more upset with the Chargers because they had to have a perfect offseason and they had to have a good start to the regular season or the stadium's not going to get voted in.
Yeah.
You look at the stadium. Chargers played Minnesota today and their new $1.1 billion stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a really nice stadium, but that turf, I think there's something wrong with the turf because a lot of players were going down without being touched. I mean, their feet were just coming, and that's what happened to Oliver. He just went to go cut and pop, you know. Anyway, I don't know for a fact, it's just, but I did see a lot of players on both sides slipping and falling.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to have a perfect off season.
Perfect.
Not the Chargers. And again, even if the Chargers were 100% right, they still come out looking bad because of their history.
Exactly.
I mean, you could be the Patriots, who have done some things, you know, the rest of the league hates, but in that area, they're very popular.
Yeah, because they've won how many? 4 Super Bowls in the past 15 years?
4 Super Bowls. They've been to 7 Super Bowls. They've been winning for the last 20 years. I mean, it's an amazing accomplishment. They could do that to a player. And people go, you don't want to play for the Patriots? You don't want to win? Too bad. But all we're getting now, see, Eli was right. And you look at Rivers should have demanded to be traded years ago. I mean, they still, you know, they won't put the players around him, and this guy's career is falling by the way. I mean, he's running out of time, but he's too loyal and too much of a stand-up guy to say, hey, I need to get out of here. But that's the Spanos family, and that's the problem.
Yep.
So I do think that Bosa was offered a fair contract, and another problem I have is, okay, you're the 3rd overall pick this year. You sit out this year, you go back into the draft. Are you going to be the top 3 pick next year? I doubt it.
No.
No. So what do you now? You're costing yourself money. See, to me, I'm all about if I'm getting what I think is a pretty fair offer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to risk it. Saying okay, I can. You know, if he could go play baseball or basketball, if he could do another sport, or if he could go do something else that would pay him that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. I don't know. But if he can't, I'm like, do I take a chance that I get, you know, hit by a car tomorrow, or I don't pan out as a player and I go back in the draft next year? I'm a third round pick, not the 3rd overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken the money.
Do you see anything from his side though, or are you kind of like
I can see it, but. You know, it is what it is. The NFL, I mean, it's all slotted now. I mean, they have there hasn't been a holdout in 5 years. And of course, it's the Chargers. There's a holdout. Like I said, he's still getting offered a lot of money. And if he is the player he is, he's going to make more money down the road. He's still getting $17 million guaranteed. That's a lot of money. But again, it's his life. He can decide what he wants to do with it. But if I was the Chargers, I wouldn't have quibbled over $66,000. Said, okay, look, I don't have to save face. Let's just give him this, because that's what they said it came down to, $66,000. Not the Chargers, it was some writer for San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I go, really?
Is that verified, or is that just somebody like, you know?
It was one of the writers from the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And I said, that works for the San Diego Union. I said, really? We're coming down to $66,000 and we can't get this deal done? And of course, the Chargers come back. Bosa, he's a jerk. He's this. He's that. Because that's how they're like bad sports.
Yeah.
So, and you can't trade him now. So anyway, it's the Chargers. It is what it is. It's again. You had to have a perfect offseason and start out like 5-0 because of votes in November.
Yeah.
And if you look at the state, I don't know if you saw the game today. I don't know if the people at Qualcomm are complaining. The stadiums looked almost that $1.1 billion stadium almost looked like Qualcomm.
Wait, what almost looked like Qualcomm?
The new stadium for the Vikings. Because you know Qualcomm state of the art, very nice and all that stuff. It almost looked like the same stadium. I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. I was like, did they? I haven't seen it, so I'm trusting your judgment here.
No, it's a dome stadium, but they have these giant windows to make it natural lighting, and they had to spend extra money because birds were flying into the glass and dying, so they had to come up with something. They had to develop something. It cost a couple million dollars more, develop something so birds wouldn't fly into the windows.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want a bunch of dead birds. It's probably a bad omen.
It probably is, but you think the birds would be a little smarter. You know, hey, there's a big building there. Let's go around it.
Now, this new, their new stadium, is it, can they make it outdoors if they want to, or is it indoors no matter what?
I don't know. I don't know if they can or not. It just is a huge mammoth building. Has, like I said, the announcer kept saying, you know, you almost feel like you're outside because of the sun coming in. Mm-hmm. It just had natural lighting. Now, a lot of people in Minnesota were upset because in their heyday, when they went to like four Super Bowls, the Vikings, part of their advantage was it'd be freezing.
That's what I'm saying. Like
in December, in playoff time, the team, you know, like LA or someone would come there and they couldn't compete.
Yep.
You're losing that advantage, but, you know, it's all about having the, you know, stuff to do. You're not just sitting in, today's football, you're not just sitting there watching a game. It's the food, it's the atmosphere, it's what's going on. They showed this like giant restaurants in there and all this different stuff.
It's, you know, insane. I'm looking at it now, actually. I'm doing my research.
You're not going there to just get a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're in case some Rally's burger and some terrible garlic french fries. You're going there to get a steak and lobster meal. I mean, it's ridiculous. But
it's cool, though. It's neat.
It is cool. But like,
but I me personally.
You see where it looks just like Qualcomm?
Yes, it looks just like Qualcomm. No, it looks like just a big airport hangar with a stadium in it.
Yeah, it does.
Nah, it's cool. It's really neat. But again, like, to me, I'd want to like have the advantage of it being,
Weather.
The weather, yeah.
But they wanted to get a Super Bowl also, so they got the Super Bowl in 2018, and they wouldn't have gotten it without a dome, or it being enclosed,
because
they're not going to take a chance on the weather being -5 degrees.
I guess they'll play baseball there during the winter months.
It's like San Diego. There is no advantage, weather advantage.
Yep.
But it looked like a nice stadium. It looked like, you know, just the turf thing. I just think they should be doing something more for those players. But
I agree. I mean, but that's for their players union to figure out. You know, like I think probably the strongest players unions in baseball and. Yeah. You know, they get their money no matter what happens. Like, A-Rod, they cut him, but he's still getting, like, whatever $50 million he had left.
Yeah.
So.
And and these owners go, okay. I mean, look how much the Padres have traded away this year. This contract, that contract, that contract. He's like going, God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
you know,
it's Monopoly money now.
Well, but I think the thing baseball had is they had the strike, and the game, you know, hasn't really ever recovered since, so they have the other hand because they don't want to have another strike.
Right. Well, true, but baseball also has the advantage because your careers last a little longer. For football, you have a shelf life. The average person, I think, is 3.4 years, something like that.
So, do you think football even be legal like 20 years from now?
Oh yeah, there'll always be people wanting to play it. I mean, you're never going to. I mean, you look at Australian rules football. You look in the Olympics how they're beating this. I mean, there's some things.
But I think just maybe all the padding and the weight of these people, like those linemen are 300 something pounds. Like, there's a difference between that and what, you know, Australian football or rugby players do when they're just no pads, normal sized human beings.
I don't know. When you're running and someone just hits you in the head, that doesn't feel good.
But they're not hitting the head because they don't have helmets on.
Yeah, but there was a thing going around the internet, the Olympics, two girls running and head to head, bam. I mean, you just
well, any contact sports are going to be concussions, but I think the NFL or at least football,
they both got back up.
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying football statistically,
Well, it also depends on the position you're playing. If you're an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, every play you're hitting.
Yeah.
Every play. It's not like the receiver where you might get hit, you know, handful of times a game. You know, if you're the interior lineman, you're making contact every single time, and you're going against another 300 plus pounder.
Mm-hmm.
That would wear me out.
Yep. So that's where I think maybe in 20 years the NFL doesn't exist, ceases to exist, and the Chargers will never win a Super Bowl.
Well, that could happen, but the NFL will be around 20 years.
You want to take a bet?
Sure, let's bet.
Or it'll be a completely changed game to where it's not even...
You think it's flag football?
Something like that. Or maybe they have robots play it.
Fox robot.
Oh man, what other rants do you have going on in your life, Action Jackson?
I had to go into work this morning. There was a screw up in the schedule.
Oh, come on, you're always complaining about stuff. You got better stuff.
Well, I know. So I get there and I'm running around and I'm trying to get these because one of the guys is calling our house. I go, who is calling at 6:45 in the morning? Because I just went to sleep like 4 o'clock. I was up watching Hard Knocks and other stuff. I said I can sleep in tomorrow. Mistake. So. I go running. I'm getting dressed. I'm dropping things. I've dropped my phone like 8 times. I'm tripping down the stairs. Where's my, you know how you're trying to get, yeah, you're in a hurry. You're just trying to get out of the house. We're only 5 minutes away. I drive there. I get there. I tell this group. I said, okay, you guys take 1 and 3. You take 1 and 3. Well, I didn't realize the team, the C-League players, it was playoffs. They were there too. A lot of them. And so I go in there. I'm running around, turning the light. They go, hey, you gave us, you told them 1 and 3. That's our locker room. I go, then take 4. Would you had us in 3? I go, okay, take 4. Do you want me to go out there and tell all these guys that, I go, if they have to come out of the locker room, if they're going to start even later, and you're going to start even later. Can you not? 4's the bigger locker room. Just take 4. So I'm running around doing this, and some guy goes, hey, can you get me change? I go, yeah, in about 5 minutes. When I'm done running around here, I'll get you change. You can't get it to me now? No, I can't get it to you now, so I'm trying to be nice. So I'm running back and forth. So as I'm making ice, the rule is that you shut the doors leading to the ice. I'm on my second lap, and this guy with these teams who have been playing the whole time opens up the door and says, hey, can you do me a favor and please shut that door? Blah, 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 and slams the door shut. I go, you know, there's a sign on there that says, don't open the door. There's no reason to have that door open. So that was my morning rant. I go, I just don't get it. Why do you have to have the door open? Why does the door have to be open? I told someone one time, I go, if you can give me one good reason that outweighs my bad reason for that door to be open, I will let you have that door open every time. Because I just like to have the door open. I go, not going to beat my 101 bad reasons why the door shouldn't be open. And number one reason is, I told you to shut the door. Why do you have to have the door open? You're looking through glass.
I don't know, because it's clear. It's a clear view. I don't know.
Why? What's the big deal? Do you pull on the freeway and just stop on the shoulder and just watch the cars drive by?
Well, it's different. That's not entertaining.
Well, is it entertaining driving around in circles? I can get it if it's the first time you've never seen a Zamboni up close. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a cool thing. But these guys have been playing hockey for a while. It's like it's getting out on the freeway and watching the cars drive by. So that was my rant.
Uh-huh. That's a boring one.
I didn't really have anything. I was being polite. I was being as polite as I could this morning. I'm running back and forth.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good rant.
Do you have any rants?
No, because I'm not a person that complains. Like
Was I supposed to prepare for
you
a rant?
Saw it was the top vote. It's been the top vote for a week.
The people that voted for it should have called in rants. That's what should be the – if you vote for it, you should have to call in with
– Oh, so now you're blaming the listeners.
I am blaming the listeners. That was part of the – what made the rant cast the best is because people would call in with their rants. Next time, if you vote for the rant cast, there should be a thing. Okay, you can vote for the rant cast, but then you also have to call in a rant.
Uh-huh.
They're just taking these.
But you didn't tell them you didn't tell them the rules. They thought,
I didn't
gee, Jack
it.
Always has things to complain about. He usually talks about it on other shows.
But I've podcast a lot this week. I don't have. What am I supposed to just pull? I did have a question for you though.
Sure.
All right, you're a big Squatty Potty fan, right?
Huge Squatty Potty fan.
Huge. Okay, what happens when you go on the road?
It is one of the difficult.
Does it break your concentration? Is it because you said the Squatty Potty eliminates time and effort, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're on the road. Say you're staying in a hotel. and you don't have the advantage of having the squatty potty.
Well, so you it's the essential the squatty potty is just you lifting or putting your legs in kind of a squatting position when you're pooping. So if you are on the road, you could just lift up your legs, but like your feet on the toilet seat as well, and so you're in kind of still a squatting position.
It's that high?
No, it's not that high.
I'd be afraid of falling in at that point because you'd be angled.
If you're not limber or flexible enough,
what are you trying to say?
Just saying, like if you're stiff, then maybe it's tougher. But that's an option. Or say stiff.
What are you saying? Stiff, like early in the morning.
So say
first waking up.
Shut up. Say you know that hotels have those little trash cans. You get just two of them, and you put those up, and you put your feet up on them. There's other options that you have.
You have to have two of them?
If you're lifting up your feet. I guess if it's long enough, you put 2 feet on one trash can, maybe,
How big are your feet?
Like I don't know. I'm thinking the small little trash cans they have in hotel rooms are not that big.
Right. So do you do that, or you just go, hey, I'm just going to wing it?
I've been in both situations. I've tried elevating my feet, which is fine. It's a little uncomfortable. And then I've tried just not going with it. Problem is this is the thing about the squatty potty. It's like you poop it all out. Like I poop just once a day now. It's great. Whereas no squatty potty, like I feel like it never gets done the first time, and I poop like maybe 3 more times in the day.
Yeah, because you know it's still sitting in there.
Yeah. So it's just if I don't have it, I just tend to poop more throughout the day. Whereas squatty potty, it's all, you know, it's out. I'm done. I've moved on.
Okay, because I was curious because I said, I travel around town and stuff like that. So what happens if I go into like a Home Depot and have to use the restroom? I don't have a squatty potty.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So if you're using the squatty potty, your general, and again, it depends on how you poop, but your general need to poop on the go is lessened.
Lessened.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it. All right, I got to try the squatty potty thing. I could do that. I did have a kind of a joke. I walked in the restroom yesterday to use the number one facility, mm-hmm. and there was a ref in there who was using the number two facility. I don't know if he had a squatty potty or not, and he smelled really bad. And I said, I didn't know who the ref was. I go, now you know why they always say refs stink. And then I walked out. No?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. He stank. I walked out here. Whoa.
Yeah, no.
No. That's it. That's all I got. I don't really have any other. It was hot and humid again today. I'm sick of the hot weather.
Today it was hot.
I was like, some guy saw one of the refs saw my Charger hat yesterday. He's like, I was just in San Diego the first time. Oh my God, what a beautiful place. Did you still live there? I go, yeah, I still have family there. He goes, why are you living here? I go, oh, I don't know, because I like to sweat.
It's gotten worse. This global warming is slowly going to melt us all.
Well, which it would speed up because I'm tired of it.
What, tired of living?
No, I'm tired of I can't take it anymore. It didn't used to faze me. I used to come out here, I'd mow the lawn at noon, and it'd be
because it's gotten hotter progressively.
I don't know if it's gotten. I don't think it's gotten hotter. I think I've gotten older.
It's both has happened. You have gotten older.
We first moved here. It was hot. I mean, it's just, I think it's humidity though. It's just sticky and hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's crappy, sticky, hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Well, do you like it?
No, that's why I live inside air conditioned locations at all times.
With your squatty potty.
I'm like, it'd be in a situation where, you know, say I was going to be in a hotel for like a week, I would like Amazon order it and have it like shipped to the hotel.
The squatty potty?
Yeah. Just so I would have a squatty potty there.
Does it come in different colors?
Not just the standard white.
That's it? Really? They risk it with white?
Yeah. I mean, it tucks under the toilet seat, so it's not like you're going to pee all over it. Like, is that what you're worried about?
It tucks under the toilet seat?
Yeah, it goes under the toilet seat when you're done with it. So it's out of the way.
Why does it go under the toilet seat? Do the legs fold?
No, it's like it's kind of curved, so it kind of fits.
Oh, it slides out. No, I don't know. I don't. Let me see here. I have to Google this. I don't remember what the squatty potty looks like.
Wait, you've seen the ads. I've shown you the ads.
Okay. Oh, it goes into the toilet bowl, the thing, not the seat. It slides in and out.
Yeah,
okay.
Under the toilet seat. Or under the toilet. Okay. I'm sorry.
It goes under the throne.
Yeah.
This one's $30.22 free shipping. And this lady she's got her phone. Why does she, if it doesn't take any time, why does she have her phone?
Wait, she's squatty potting on the phone?
On the phone, but she's fully dressed though. There's no way she's pooping.
Maybe just give you an example of how it works.
Here's different angles of it. So yeah, okay. Yeah, it kind of matches the, okay. Yeah, I was like, you were confusing me under the seat. I go, how could it be under the seat?
Yeah, sorry.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Here's one $24.95 on SkyMall. Can you imagine being on SkyMall?
Wait, SkyMall still exists?
Yeah. This one's called Step and Go.
I mean, go for the original here. Don't cheap out and get a knockoff.
I like the Night Glow toilet seat. Have you seen that one?
The Night Glow.
Yeah, it's like LED light and it like glows. So it's late at night, you come and you just don't want to mess. Target has a squatty potty. Let's see.
I mean, a lot of places have it. I was just Amazon.
They have a wooden squatty potty. It's a squatty potty bamboo adjustable.
I mean, just a standard squatty potty, I think, is fine.
I think that's more of a high-class squatty potty. No?
I guess. Is it made by Squatty Potty? Is that like a higher-end version?
I don't know. Let's see. It is made by... It says Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty Bamboo Adjustable. So, yeah, I think that's what you got.
Okay, good for them. They're stepping up their game.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It says Squatty Potty. Healthy colon, happy life. So it's no longer happy wife. It's happy colon. So next time your wife says, happy wife, happy life. No. It's happy colon.
I mean, here's the thing. I started this trend within our little community of the Squatty Potty. Because Chris in Boston just got one. He said it's amazing. It's changed his life. The whole broadcast has been raving about it. So, really, I should start getting some, like, you know, kickbacks here for all the positive feedback I've been slinging.
Well, here's a guy that has a bag of poop. It says he has sitting, and the bag's kind of like not as full, but squatting, it has more poop in it. It's a clear bag. Now, as one of the hockey players, they probably have to open up the bag because they probably wouldn't be able to see it. Let's see here. When you're sitting, they show kind of how like an arrow inside how it's working.
Well, okay, because it like opens up your flow there.
It makes sense because unhealthy at 90% degree, you can see where it's not getting the flow at 30. But at this one, it's 35%.
Uh huh.
Open and flow, and then it goes. So it's all cool.
I mean, again, I will continue to, you know, pontificate about its greatness.
You haven't talked about a product like this, I don't think, ever.
Apple products.
But even this one, I think you're more... Is it on the U.S. Stock Exchange?
Squatty Potty? Probably not. If I was that company, I probably wouldn't do it. Unless, you know, I would just sell it wholesale to a company, like a bigger company. If I was them. Not to tell them how to run their business or anything.
I wonder if they went on Shark Tank.
They were on Shark Tank.
I was on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Who took them up on it?
I don't know. All I know is that it was on Shark Tank.
Huh. That's some good information there.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to go with the second choice, the fall preview schedule? What's happening this fall on TV?
Do you want to do fall TV in August or in September?
Well, I mean, we got another 30 minutes of talking.
I did go to a pretty cool... Actually, I probably want to save that for...
All right,
No, I'll talk about it now.
No, talk about it now.
So, He went to the Pit on yesterday.
That's in New Mexico, right?
No, it's a barbecue place in downtown Raleigh.
I thought it was where the Lobos play.
I don't know.
This is that is where the Lobos
know.
Play.
Is it? Okay, I don't. You mean Los Lobos?
No, the New Mexico.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the band Los Lobos.
Basketball. No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay, anyway, continuing on here. The Pit is a barbecue, famous barbecue place in downtown Raleigh. It's also in, they have one in Durham now.
It's not your arm?
No. Anyways, so we're going to go there because basically we went to a bouncy house for Zach because it's been so dang hot. Like, I took Zach to the airplane park early in the morning. Like, we left at probably 8:30. So we were there before 9 o'clock in the morning because, you know, it's been really hot. So I was like, I'll get there early.
And he loves to be outside.
Loves to be outside.
So I tell you how hot it was because Friday he goes, let's go, Papa. And he gets in his car and I'm pushing him and I go, God, does he really want to go for a walk? We're down about 3 houses. He goes, okay, go back. I said, you want to go back? He goes, yeah, it was too hot.
At the airplane park, it's cool because they have a little observatory thing. You can see airplanes take off and land, which he loves. And there's also a sandbox there. So, brought like a shovel and a dump truck and stuff like that. So we get there early, have the water for him, water for me, and literally maybe like 10 minutes of being out there, I'm drenched in sweat. Like, it's just miserably hot.
And you're a sweaty person anyway, but oh, yeah. It's just been really, it's just hot and humid. It's
and,
the end of the world.
Zach is drenched in sweat, but he's having a blast. Like, he's playing with his jump truck and getting sand everywhere and having a good time. And so he, you know, he's a, we were out there for a good hour and
he's being a kid.
Yeah, he's being a kid. But again, it's like it's before 9 o'clock. I think we left there around a little after 10. I was like, it's not even like 10 o'clock and I am dying of heat, like just dying.
Again, I point out, I've said this before. How did the people that lived here back in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, 1900s without air conditioning, where they had to cut down the trees by themselves? You know, they have chainsaws. How do they survive out here? I just don't get it. It's too hot. Okay, go ahead. It's just too hot.
Yeah, it's miserable. So then we end up going in the car, just turning the air on for a while and cooling down, which is probably more for me than Zach. And then we went to the Frankie's Fun Park. Which Zach loves claw machines. Loves claw machines.
Oh, because he's a gambler.
He is a gambler. So he found one where it's like it was a win one. If you miss the stuffed animal, there's another section where you can get candy from the claw machine.
Oh, okay.
So he loved that one because you get a piece of candy each time. And this place, it's really expensive comparatively.
Well, if you get a prize every time, they have to charge you something.
But even like each, because they have the card thing now. So instead of the tokens, you have a card.
Yeah, it's how they get you to forget you're spending a lot of money.
So, but like each swipe, like on some of these games, like say Skee Ball was like 75 cents for Skee Ball.
Oh my gosh!
And say like one of these claw machines was $1.50 each swipe.
Well, to be fair, electricity is free.
No, but like, you know, maybe 50 cents. Like, I get inflation and everything, but come on. So,
well, there's your rant for the day.
well, anyway, so we Zach runs through his $20 pretty quick, and then he keeps wanting to play. I'm like, dude, we're out of money. Can't just keep dropping money in all these games.
And he took that well.
Yeah. Well, he had a Tootsie Pop. So, I mean,
oh, okay.
It was kind of, it worked that. Had something distracting with.
Zach likes candy?
He likes anything. Is it food?
he does love his food.
So anyway, we leave there, and then by that point we're tired, and so we just...
Wait. Were you tired, or was he tired?
No, we're both pretty tired. I mean, we've been going. We left there probably around noon, and got... So it's, we were going to go out to get lunch, But he was with you guys for a couple days before and ate a crap ton of food. So we went lighter. We got some fruit.
He didn't eat that much food here.
He had
a big pancake.
I know when he goes to either grandparents, because when he comes home, his normally, you know, cute little kid gut is like twice the size. Like, he just comes back and he's just kind of really chunky.
Okay, he had a giant Mickey Mouse pancake.
It was bigger than
I normally make. It was a big Mickey Mouse pancake. He loved it, and he ate almost just a little bit of the ear he left, but he couldn't eat the rest of the ear. He had some bacon.
He might have had
some popcorn. Not for breakfast, but watching one of the movies at night.
Uh-huh. So anyway, because he was with his New York grandparents before he came back, he's like, "Yeah, hey, you're looking like you've had a lot of meatballs." And then, you know, he comes back from you guys, and he's like, "Oh, looks like you've had a healthy amount of pancakes." Which, again, that's what happens when you go to your grandparents. You eat a lot of crap, and then you poop it out the next couple of days.
If he uses a squatty potty, then it shouldn't be a problem.
So anyways, we went light
he's
on
not,
lunch.
He's not fat. He's a very active kid.
He's very active. But he's like a cute little chunky toddler. And that's fine. He won't always be that way.
He's not chunky.
Come on. It's not a bad thing.
I'm not saying he is. I would be honest if he was. He's not, to me, he's not chunky.
In my eyes, he's perfect. All right, Grandma Beth. Anyway, let's move on here.
He doesn't stop moving. I mean,
I know he doesn't stop moving.
He's not you, where you would be like, you're like an anchor. This kid is just go, 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 go.
I get it. But anyways, it's fine. So we ate lighter, which is good. It's healthy to eat lighter.
Hey, I have no problem with eating, but don't sit there and tell me I'm making this kid a heavyweight. There's no way.
Sure. Anyway. I forgot where I was going. Anyway. Oh, so yeah. So then after that, we didn't want to be outside anymore, so we went to this jumping house thing. And he was a little bit timid, and he's gotten really good at climbing things, but for some reason he's a little timid here. But there's this one thing, it was this really big slide, and it's a really tall thing to climb up, and he really wanted to go on the slide. I was like, well, buddy, if you want to go on the slide, you got to climb up this you know, big inflatable wall thing. And he kept trying to like climb the slide. I was like, no, if you want to do it, you got to do it. And at this bouncy house, the grown-ups can't go on the bouncy things.
No fun for the grown-ups.
No fun for the grown-ups. So this thing's like pretty tall. Like, I would say, like, the climbing wall part of it's a good 25 feet or something. It's tall. It's really tall. Like, two stories, I would say.
So he's got to climb 25 feet?
Yeah, like at an incline. And there's other kids doing it. Maybe his size, maybe a little bit bigger. But, you know, toddlers and older.
You know why I couldn't do it? He was famished.
No. Yeah. So he was just more a little bit scared. And so he, but then he's like, he wanted to do it. I was like, okay, go ahead. You got to go up there. And then he's like, okay. So he started climbing up it, and he was doing great. Like, I was like, I was so proud of him. He was like climbing all the way up. It was way up there. Doing a really good job. I think he's small for his age. So he was still kind of getting climbing up, and, probably towards the top, or almost like maybe three quarters of the way up, he slips and just like takes a total horrible fall all the way down the thing, and he flips out and screams and everything like that. And he was fine because it's an inflatable bouncy house.
But it's scared him.
Oh yeah, scared the crap out of him. But he was like, oh nope, I guess he didn't make it. So he didn't want to do it again.
You didn't film it?
I wish I was, because it was such like an epic like fail fall. Like, he just fell over and his legs flopped all over the place and he rolled down.
Fell at bouncy park.
Yeah, it was funny. Anyway, but I mean, I get why. I mean, I would have been scared. It was a pretty, big fall. But he was fine. So then we go to the pit, and the pit had, it was like 5:20, and it had like a 45-minute wait. Well, next door to the pit, there's a place called Boxcar Arcade, which is it's a bar. It's a barcade is what they're called. And filled inside of it is like every single awesome arcade game from the 80s and early 90s.
Really?
And it's really reasonably priced. Like, when you first walk in, that section is all of the old like early 80s arcade games. So they have Tron, Punch-Out, Q-Bert, Galaga. Joust, like everything.
Berserk?
I'm sure they do. I mean, like just stacked with all of them. And those are like a quarter, if you want to play the game, just a quarter. And then in another section, they have all of these pinball games. And then in another section, they have some of the like later 80s, 90s kind of games. And then they have Skee-Ball on the back.
Are the pinball games the old, not the computerized scoring, the old click, 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 click?
No, most of them are the pinball games are pretty modern. And the reason I mentioned the pinball games is because they have the new Ghostbusters pinball game, which was awesome. Really, really cool. And I may have played that a lot. And but still, it was a lot of fun. If you're ever in the Raleigh area, I suggest checking out. Maybe you and I can go there sometime. Because, again, I think you would be taken right back to your late teens or early 20s because it's like an old school arcade. Which there's just not that many left in the world, I would think. But it's really neat. It was a lot of fun. And that's my story, Morning Glory.
So
there's no rant there. It was fun.
There's no rant towards the end?
No, it was a good time.
I guess you can claim that the Skee-Ball was 75 cents. That was pretty
good. That was at Frankie's. Frankie's was a ripoff on a lot of the games, and this place was great. Now again, you didn't get token or tickets to win a cheap prize, but I don't need it cheap. I was just playing the games. It's fun. And I played Tron for the first time. I don't think I ever played Tron before. It's a really tough game.
Yeah, I remember it being tough.
I
can remember not being into Tron. It was too hard.
But they had Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr. It was just great. But definitely, so that the Ghostbusters pinball game is so cool. So I was like, how much is this pinball game? I want to buy this pinball game. Because that's what you do when you're irresponsible like me. So I looked it up.
How much was it?
So this was the limited edition version. So it had this one thing, like, you know, where you shoot the ball and it kind of goes under the little thing under the table and pops up somewhere else. You know what I'm talking about? Well, this one had like a little like 3D hologram screen, so it looked like there was a ghost floating above it. So when you shot the ball into it, it looked like you busted the ghost when the ball went through it. Like, it's really cool. Like, really, really neat. So that one, I was like, okay, let's see how much this limited edition one is. It's like one of 500, essentially. So I look up that one, and do you want to gander a guess about how much that set is?
15,000.
Okay, it's actually more than it was like $11,000.
Oh, okay.
But still, I was like, $11,000 for a pinball machine? That's expensive. I was thinking maybe a couple grand.
So get an older one.
No, but it's brand new. It's just been made.
I always wanted to get one of the classic ones, like the Playboy one, or you know, the classic.
Well, those you
could
probably get for a grand or something. Like
that. Yeah, I know. I just always wanted to get one of those because I play. We have the Elvira one at the rink. You remember Elvira? Mm-hmm. And so I go, you know, I'm gonna play it. I haven't played a pinball game in forever. So I put my 50 cents in, with the quarter, 50 cents. I'm going to play, and one of the flippers is not 100%. So when the ball went there, you could just barely, if you hit it, it like, it'd go like a foot, and come rolling back down. I was like, this is not fair. So anyway, I got mad because how could you play the game when the darn flipper's not giving you? It's got to be 100%.
So you kicked it.
Can't hold the ball there because it was a mess. It was just terrible, terrible,
terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you get a pinball machine, is you have to have the money to
repair it.
To repair it, or at least have somebody come to repair it, because I don't know how to repair it. I'm not going to
pretend though, to know
the, that I know how to do it.
The computer one probably needs a whole new board if something goes wrong. Right?
What's that?
It probably needs a whole new board, computer board, whatever it is.
I don't know if it's that bad, but say the flipper's off, that's probably just like tweaking it a little bit, right?
I would think so. Probably just whatever it's making it connect. Whatever the technical term is for that, the connection of the connection of the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. So that was the limited edition version. The one that I would probably want to get was like $8,000. So I just need to find like an extra $8,000 lying around so I can buy this pinball machine.
You can make that podcast.
Oh, yeah, make that in like a minute in podcasting, so.
I'm looking it up on eBay.
Which one are you looking at? The Playboy one, or?
Pinball machines. Let's see, we got the the Hollywood Beat pinball game is Miami Vice. 800 right now it's 978. There's a bidding war going on for it.
So yeah, that eBay, like, where is it? Like, how, you know, ship that to you? You should probably look at Craigslist, see what's available in your area.
Well, you know what? I just figured it'd be faster with eBay. Let's see. Stern Spider-Man, $7,000. The 1968 Royal Guard pinball game, $600. Didn't even look like, would you play it on the ground? It's got no legs to it. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Corral. I remember this game. Oh, 1961. Huh. $1,250. So yeah, you can get.
See, the old school pinballs are kind of boring, I think.
No, it's better that way.
What? Like barely have anything to.
When I went to computer, oh, the Evil Knievel, $3,500.
But is it like working order, and how do you fix it, and all that kind of stuff?
I'm not getting into the boxing one, knockout pinball game, $1,600. What the hell, Casanova. Yeah, they got some pretty cool games on here. Melanie Lane. Let's see, which one's that? 1960. Oh man, brings back memories.
So many memories.
So yeah, you can get. There's a lot of pinball games on the.
So for now, I'll just have to like save my pennies and go play at Boxcar Barcade to play the Ghostbusters pinball.
Why don't you tell them that, hey, I'm a successful podcaster, and I mentioned your name on the podcast. So how about a little...
You've definitely gotten 10 grand worth of exposure from
me. How about a little something-something for the effort?
You so know, give me this pinball machine.
No, not give you the pinball. Give you unlimited... give you like $10 a week in coins.
No, I'll just pay the $10 a week. I don't mind.
No. Ghostbuster pinball machine, new car with green Slimer headlight mod. What does that do with pinball?
Everything.
$75.
It has everything to do with it.
It's just the car. There's no pinball game to it.
Oh, yeah, you can put headlights on the top of the thing. Like it's a little Adderall on the top.
Woo, there you go. Fun for hours. It's fun for a girl and a boy. It's not like a slinky. A slinky is such a wonderful toy. Did you ever have a slinky?
Yes, everybody had a slinky. I think even kids today have slinkies.
I don't know if I don't think I ever had a slinky.
Oh, come on. Every kid has had a slinky.
I think I had a plastic slinky. I think I had the... I don't think I had a slinky. I think my sisters might have had a slinky. I don't think I had a slinky.
Every kid has had one. Even like by accident, they have them.
I played with a slinky, but I don't think I ever personally owned a slinky.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. I don't remember having a slinky.
Uh huh.
Just seeing the commercial with it, the thing's going down the stairs, and I go, "Wait, we don't have stairs. What am I going to do with it?" We lived in a single story house. What was I going to do? The porch? It was one little step. Whoa! Okay, it's over.
Yeah, no, you'd find another step, and you don't have to necessarily have stairs to play with a slinky.
What is the point of a slinky if you don't have? I mean, what's the?
There's certain things you just put it between your hands and like do the thing where you like.
But you look at a slinky now. Do kids look at a slinky and go, "I gotta have that slinky, mom"? I gotta have that.
But again, like for today's kids, it's just like it's probably like a party favor and like a goodie bag or something.
Like small little tiny plastic slinky. But
yeah, but still, that counts as a slinky.
But if kids today saw that commercial, because when I was a kid, oh my gosh, look what that thing does. It just moves on its own.
Uh-huh.
It walks on its own. It's amazing. Do kids today, would they be like, yeah, I don't want it. They wouldn't even want it. Like, they put it in a goodie bag, but they probably, wait, what is this? What do you do with this?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with this? Oh, you put it back in your hands? Ooh, that's a lot of fun. I'm serious. What do kids, do they still sell slinkies new?
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm not knocking Wham-O. Is it Wham-O that sells it?
Yeah, that might be bought out by somebody else now.
I mean, it's just like a toy that I think it lost its staying power.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a slinky. It just.
I think it's just one of those classic toys that you still.
No, I don't think if you gave Zach a slinky for his next birthday, he's gonna look at you and go, You're cheap. What is this? What am I supposed to do with this, Dad? A slinky? Come on. That's, you know I'm right.
Like, I have a slinky dog, which is from Toy Story.
Well, that you can pull.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little plastic string.
Yeah.
Can they still have? Wait, can they still have the plastic strings? Because kids get they choke themselves, don't right?
On string? I don't know if they can choke themselves. Maybe, I guess. Kids can choke on anything.
Can they choke on the slinky? The slinky gets around their neck. Ah! I mean, there's hazards to the toys. So yeah, but at least you could pull that, and it could be like you're walking a dog. The slinky you can't pull; it'd just be like you're.
So it was James Industries that made the Slinky, sold to Poof Products in 1998.
What products?
Poof, the foam sports ball company.
Oh, okay.
Slinky, isn't that Nerf? No, there's Nerf, and there's Poof. Poof is like the cheaper version, I think. Slinky continued production in Hollidaysburg in 2003. James Industries merged with Poof Products to create Poof Slinky, Inc. Betty James died of congestive heart failure in 2008, aged 90, after served as president of James Industries from 1966 to 98. Over 300 million Slinkies have been sold between 45 and 2005. The original Slinky is still a bestseller.
What's her relative, Mary Jane? What was her name?
Betty James.
Betty James.
James.
Betty James.
Invented by her husband, Richard James.
Richard James invented the Slinky. How many did they sell?
A bajillion, I don't know.
So they're rich.
Well, they're dead now.
Well, how do you get the idea for the Slinky? I mean, what do you think? It had to be like maybe a coin, maybe not a coin, like a pin thing, and it was springing you. Hey, this would be fun if this thing would walk downstairs.
I had nothing to do with walking downstairs. It was just... Let's see.
I think what sold it is the commercial.
Let's see. The toy was invented and developed by naval engineer Richard T. James in 1943 and demonstrated at Gimbel's department store in Philadelphia in November 1945. The toy was a hit, selling its entire inventory of 400 units in 90 minutes.
I can't believe it'd be a hit in Philadelphia. They must have been a little more easier going back. Oh, you suck, Slinky! You suck!
James and his wife Betty formed James Industries in
Clifton
Heights.
Throwing snowballs at the Slinky.
Clifton Heights, Pennsylvania, to manufacture Slinky and several related toys, such as Slinky Dog and Susie the Slinky Worm. In 1960, it became popular. Yeah, Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, or Hollidaysburg.
I'm sure if you look somewhere along, that's a porn movie. Slinky Sally. Am I right?
Slinky was originally priced at $1, but many paid much more due to the price increases of spring steel throughout the state.
Yeah, well, so it was invented in Pennsylvania.
Richard was a naval mechanical engineer in shipyards in Philadelphia, which developed springs that could support and stabilize sensitive instruments aboard ships in rough seas. James accidentally knocked one of the springs from a shelf and watched as the spring stepped in a series of arcs.
Told you.
To a stack of books, to a tabletop, and to the floor, where it recoiled itself and stood upright.
What did I say? What did I say? I said it had to be something where it walked.
And he said,
There's a million dollar guy.
No, I said James, he went home and told his wife, Betty. He came home and said, I think if I got the right property of steel and the right tension, I could make it walk.
And Betty's like going, I need another drink. What are you talking about?
Took out a $500 loan, and they formed James Industries.
Yeah, I want to make a Slinky Sally doll, and I need $500.
So there you go.
So I was right. It did not go. It was he saw something. He saw some kind of spring thing walking, and he said, "I got a million-dollar idea." And because he lived in America, he was able to pursue his idea.
America.
So that's a pretty cool story.
Yeah. See? American ingenuity. There you go.
Always looking for something to entertain us. And hours and hours and hours and hours of enjoyment.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that is a wrap on this very poor edition of the Rantcast. Like, we had maybe 1.5 rants at best.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. This is my rant. next time you people vote for, and I'm calling you people out because this is a rant casting. Do whatever
what
I
do
want.
What do you mean, you people?
You know who you, the people that voted for this. You're gonna if you want a rant cast, you have to contribute to the rants. So that's what made the show work. Do you remember? Was you guys? It wasn't Dell going on about the same subject over and over again. It was.
To be honest, I didn't listen to the rant cast when they were on.
Oh, that's nice. We had some great rants. I mean, the best part were the people calling up to rant about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made the show work. So next time we can do a rant cast, but you people have to call in a rant. And I'll be honest with you, I'll be more on the ball next time. I'll say, hey, call in your rants.
And maybe you'll think about some things you can complain about.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I can fight about.
Complain about.
Oh, I can complain about anything.
Well, you didn't today. You like half complained about something.
I complained about something. The football game is like, okay.
At a football game. I don't know what the kids are doing nowadays.
I put up my football, my autograph, Ralph Mirschka football.
But you already had that up.
No, I had to get a new shelving for it. So now I have to get one of those things because you got me that baseball Padre helmet. I'm going to put it on the other side.
You haven't ruined that MASH figure yet, have you? Because it's gone up in value.
No, it's still sitting here. What's it up to now?
I'm not going to tell you. I don't want you hawking it.
Like, I'm going to hawk it. What's it worth?
A lot of money.
I won't. I can look it up.
Good for you.
I'll look it up right now.
Go ahead. Be my guest. Be my guest. Be my guest. All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. Thank you to our patrons that make this possible. We're going to go jump into the Hangouts now. And for those that contribute $15 more a month, we'll see you there.
It's up
for
to
all of our patrons.
Up to $13.
See you on the flip side. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Oh, wait. $35.
See?
Bye.